This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. As we learn the Mishnah Yoimis for this Thursday, finishing the 17th Perek of Kalim. Unbelievable. Dedicated by the Fisher family, Lilinishmas Basi Bas Rabbit Shlom Ben Avraham Halevi, Pel Bas Ruvain, Lilinishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lufu Shalem, Fel Yom Moshe Ben Chai Yisor, Yaakov Ben Basi Aleya, for the schus of Avram Ben Yon Ben Shmimalki Hudis and family, by Yoel Klugman and family, also the Rafu Shalema for Yitzhak Ben Tzion Ben Dusha, Chana Bas Shashabina, Hinda Bas Chayasara, Rivka Bas Shivaleya, Rishmeh Ben Esther Fradel, Meir Ben Chayasara. They should have a Rafu Shalema B'Seich Shachar Yisrael. Now, it's very interesting. This Mishnah talks about things that are used by cheaters. At the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says he's not sure whether we should talk about it or not. This is something that educators always wonder. Should we talk about a problem that exists? We don't want to give people that don't know about the problem, we don't want to give them any ideas. On the other hand, we have to warn the people that are doing wrong not to do it. So, Knei Maznayim, the beam of a scale, which you hung the two pans from, and that you put a weight that was, let's say, a pound, and then you filled up on the other side flour, and when it balances out, you know it has a pound. Now, the cheaters had an inner compartment that they would put something in order to throw off the weight. Now, that compartment makes it mekabel tumah, because now it has a base kibbel. So even if the beam was of wood, but now it has a compartment. V'amochok shiyesh ben base kibbel. The mochok was something that they used to level out the merchandise. And this also had a compartment to make either the leveler heavier or lighter, so it shouldn't do a fair job. If it has a base kibble matris, if it has a metal receptacle, and now also the asel is the porter's pole. Sheyesh by base kibble matris. And there's a place where he could secret money in there. And he uses it to be a thief, because he would carry for people, they would pay him, he would put the money into the pole, and then say, nobody paid me. Look at me, I don't have any money yet. V'kaneh shel oni sheyesh bo beis kibul mayim, and the staff of a poor person that has a hidden place for water. And he walks around and he says he's so thirsty, he hasn't even had water for days. But in the meantime, he has a hidden compartment in there for water. Again, these compartments make it be mekabel tumah. Or makel and a staff, sheyesh by base kibble mezuzah or margolius. A staff that has a place to put a mezuzah and pearls. This is somebody who is dodging the tax collector. And he would put a mezuzah and pearls, and if the tax collector would find the compartment, he would see first the mezuzah, he would say, yeah, he's carrying it for protection. So, harielu tameim, the fact that these have compartments, make them tamei. V'al kulan, in all these cases, Amar Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, oyliyim oimer, woe is me if I say these cases, because I give would-be cheaters ideas. Oyliyim loyamar, because I have to tell the halacha. And he decided, tzadikim yelchu ba, poishim yukashul ba, and let them say it. Tachtis hatzorfen, the pan that's underneath the refiners of gold. Since that pan catches the gold shavings, it's mekabel tumah, tameya. V'shel nafachim, but the pan of the smith, which is not to catch anything, tahira. Mashkezes, a board that's used for sharpening, sheyesh ba beis kibul shemen, that has a compartment for oil, which they use in the sharpening, tameya. V'she'emba, but if it doesn't have that compartment, then it's a pshutei kleyeitz, it's tahira. Pinchas, a wax tablet, she'esh by base kibul shava, that has a place to keep the wax, tameya. V'she'emba, but if it doesn't have a compartment to keep the wax, then tahira. Finally, machatzeles hakash u'shveferes hakash, a straw mat, and a tube made out of straw. Now, since the straw is not so durable, there's a question if it's mekabel tumah. Rabbi Akiva matame. He says, look, the mat is made to sit on and lie on, and the tube is made to hold things. It's mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yaakov ben Nuri says it's not durable enough and therefore matire. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, af shel pekiyas kiyetz behen. They also argue about if it's made out of from gourd material. Machzelis konim v'shel chelef, a machzelis of reed, a mat of reed, or the rough sedge of the marsh, that's definitely too uncomfortable to hire. Shveferes hakana, a tube made out of reed, shechotka l'kabbalah, that you carved it to hold something, to make a tube out of it. Tahira, it's tar ad sheyotzi es kol hakochi. It's tar until you take all of the mayach, all of the woolly substance from inside. You have to remove that. Once you remove that, then it's a workable tube, and then it's mekabel tumah. Okay, another triple crown tonight with three shiurim. We thank you for joining us and wish you all a guten Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.